Blog Talk Radio.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. Hilltop, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh. Well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.
Welcome, you guys. I already know it is a Sunday night. It's a Sunday night drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show with yours truly, DJ Sean Boz. Live radio's in the house. No other than the CEO herself, the Maven, Robin Lynn. Maven's in the house. What's up, Robin Lynn? How you feeling tonight?
Man, I'm feeling happy. I got my pinky fingers up. I'm ready to go. We are
right,
live and in color, baby.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell the people where we are streaming live on tonight. They can't miss us.
Yeah,
here.
First of all, originating from DJ Sean 24 Live, DJ Sean Live 24/7, Vibe Live Radio, iHeart Radio, TuneIn, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, Fire Stick. I mean, my God, where else? We're available everywhere, people. So you need to act like you know if you don't know.
That's right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank everybody for being a part of the Hilltop Radio Show. All the fans, all the followers, all the artists, all the managers, everybody that makes Hilltop Radio Show number one. And my badass DJ from here in North Carolina, DJ GQ. What up, man? How you feeling tonight, brother?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Sean?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to hear. And also, I am happy. I was just telling Robin this last, let's see, what night was this? Monday night. I said, Robin, before the week's over with, we're going to hit 170K on the internet. And we are exactly at 170K today, June the 6th, 2021.
Wow.
We are not fucking playing over here. We are worldwide. This is a worldwide network. Numbers don't lie. So all you people out there saying that you're doing this and you're doing that with numbers, stop talking about it and show proof of what you're doing. I'm sick and tired of you clowns talking about you're doing this and you're doing that and you can't show proof of it. So start showing proof of what you're doing. Then that'll make me a better, happier person in this industry. That's right. Damn right.
Yeah.
Am I lying there? DJ Debo, am I lying, big brother?
You got stuck on that mute, bud.
I'm at DJ DQ. I'm sorry. I keep getting you and your brother mixed up. Am I lying? Numbers is what people want to see. People can claim, am I lying? People can claim that they doing this and doing that. But if you're not showing proof of it, I don't want to see it.
That's right.
Or hear it. That's right.
You're right about that.
You can go on it right now, the hilltopradioshow.org. Go to DJ Sean Live 24/7. You can see the world going around. And at the end of the globe, the bottom of the globe, you'll see 170K visits. And that's worldwide. That's people all over the world. Every red dot on that globe is people that has tuned into DJ Sean Live 24/7. Thank you of Vaz Live Radio, and I am streaming for making this happen over here. And we're doing our thing over here on the damn globe. And the globe is nothing that we can go on behind the scenes and just put dots all over the damn world. These are actual people all over the world, including the United States, that are taking time out and tuning in and listening to what we're doing over here on the show each and every night. You know, not only are we here on Mondays and Wednesdays, but now the traffic jam is back Monday through Friday. Fridays we're on twice. We got the Jukebox Radio Show, nothing but the hottest independent Southern soul music in the land is back, and we have one of the hottest co-hosts. Diva D is going to be co-hosting with us on Friday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. here on the Hilltop Radio Show.
Wow.
I cannot make this shit up. This shit is real. And we're only playing real, legit Southern soul music. People that support us, we support them. People that move our brand, we move their brand. Right. These are the people that we are. Say it again, Robin. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Special request. You're gonna do special request.
Special request and everything else. I want to thank all. I want to give some shout outs to Soul Joe, the chef, Diva D, Tara Keith. You know, you guys is a whole. Yolanda Marshall. All you guys are really pushing, seeing the vision that we're bringing back. You know, Do Right Man, CC out there in Houston, Jabo, the Prince, Zydeco Prince. You know, all you guys, we appreciate you guys for really seeing the vision that we're doing here. And also, before the week's over with, Southern Soul Live 24/7 will be up on the website before the week's out, where you guys can go and tune while you're driving. You can bring it up on your cell phone, up on your car, however you want to do it. You can listen to Southern Soul music 24/7, 8 days a week. If you want to add another day, you can listen to it 8 days a week. And GQ, DJ GQ, I know you are an advocate of Southern Soul music, man. So, you know, we got a hot Southern Soul artist coming on tonight, no other than Al Davis. He's going to be with us tonight from the Southern Soul side. And then we're mixing up a little bit. We're bringing one of the hottest MCs from Mississippi. And then we bring in some of the trap outlaws are coming back from Houston. We'll be back on with us tonight as well. So we got a nice little dinner for you guys for tonight, and I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back with, man, I heard the Southern Soul rap song. I said, yeah, I got to have it. We'll be right back. This is called Fill Them Cups.
So Joe, Chef the Entertainer.
Baby, we just came to party. Are you ready for Southern Soul promo party? Get on down. Baby, we just came to party. Get on down, love. We just came to party. Come on, get on down.
Step in the place, the holiday, she go. That Florida girl, S-O-J-O. I came to party. I don't know about you. Have a drink or two.
Baby, we just came to party. Are you ready for Southern Soul Promos party? Get on down. Baby, we just
in case you didn't know. We going off the record with this one here. It's the Southern Soul Hip Hop Song of the Year. While you flexing in the corner, we connecting the dots. Like the thrill, cause it was to keep it coming and hot. From the old heads to new heads, we switching the lanes. You ain't gotta make room, we gon' ride away. Rock the block, drop the beat, make a move, defeat. You wind it up, we throw it back, make you feel the heat. Damn on it, to the Southern Soul Rap. Now put the needle on the record while we switch the game.
Time to get a whole new perspective on Ram trucks. Because to us, there are no small jobs, no little tax, and when it comes to innovation, there are no modest ideals. No wonder why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. Ram trucks, back-to-back Motor Trend Truck of the Year.
All right, welcome back. It is the, Welcome back. It is a Sunday night. You guys, you already know Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. That's got to be the summertime jam for the cookouts of 2021 right there. That's Soul Joe, Chef the Entertainer, and Yolanda Marshall right there on the hill, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys, sorry I'm tongue tied a little bit. It's just an exciting night here on Hilltop Radio Show, 170K. What do you think about that jam there, GQ?
Man, I love it. I got to have that in my crate, man.
Hey, man, I want to sing you that, man, but I want to see you. I want you to mix that with some jam on it, some Nucleus jam on it, man. I can hear jam on it. You know, a nice little mix with that, man. I'm gonna get that over you too tonight, man, and see what you can do with that.
All right, okay. I have something for you for Monday, maybe Monday, Tuesday.
All right. We got your brother finally called in. I guess he put the cigarette down. DJ D-Bo, what's up, man?
Man, you ain't gonna be talking about me smoking cigarettes. What's going on, family? How everybody doing?
Oh, good, man. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm feeling pretty good. Holding on. I can breathe.
He can breathe now, Robin. He got rid of them sticks.
Good.
Yeah.
I want one. Hold it.
Man, I want one right now. Let me tell you.
Tony, you better go to Dollar General and get him some peppermints and suck on some peppermints. Some of that candy in the system.
Right.
So what's going on up in your neck of the woods there, Debo?
Nah, man, I'm just working, man. That's about it. But it's been hot as a mug, man, today. But it's been raining for the last few days, a day or so.
Yeah, y'all must send that nasty rain down here to North Carolina, because we got it a while ago. It came down like somebody opened up the bucket of water on our asses. Did you get that bad rainstorm, GQ?
Yeah.
Y'all got rain over there, too?
Yeah, rain and thunderstorm, man. My house was shaking, boy.
Yeah. They would have kept that. Yeah, man. We needed it, though. It's been dry down here. Well, we got our first guest of the evening is right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. He's one of the hottest Southern Soul artists in the game, and he goes by the name of Mr. Al Davis, and he got a hot song called Big Booty something, right, Al? Welcome to the show, man. Al, you there? Something's going on. I don't know what's going on with that. Al, you there? 678. That's Atlanta. Atlanta number. Is that you, Al?
Hello.
You there?
Hello.
You there,
Al?
I hear
somebody saying hello.
You hear me saying hello?
Yeah, I hear somebody saying hello.
I'm not Al, but I know Al Davis. My name's
right,
Chef the Entertainer.
Oh, what's up, Chef? I'm sorry, man.
Chef the Entertainer,
Chef.
Yeah.
Hey, man, welcome to the show, man.
What's going on? I got a song with Al Davis. I call y'all to give you thanks for playing that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. That song right there has got to be... It's got to be the anthem for the summertime, man. For the cookouts and stuff, man.
Fill them cups up with either that, you know, whatever it is you drink.
Yeah, drink that hard shit. I tell you that. Yeah, I think this is Al right here. Al, welcome to the show, man.
We got a song together, me and Al.
Al, you there? That's not Al. Who's this right here? Who's 478? Hello? Al, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome to the show, man. Sorry about that.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Glad you took time out of your schedule, man, to join us here on the show, man.
Hey man,
say it one more time. I'm sorry, we got a lot of feedback on Chef's phone. Say it one more time, Al.
I said I appreciate you. It's you that I appreciate.
Hey man, I appreciate you, man. We got DJ GQ in the house. We got Miss Robin Lynn Maven from Vibes Live Radio, and I am streaming out of Seattle, Washington. And you spoke with DJ Debo earlier today with me. He's on. And then, of course, Chef the Entertainer is on with us. And he called in, and we appreciate that as well tonight. So, man, tell us a little bit about who Mr. Al Davis is, man.
Mr. Al Davis is the one that was born in Macon, Georgia, in the city where Otis Redding, the late, great Otis Redding, where he resided at, you know, where he was living. And I've been doing a lot of production work, and I played for a lot of artists, and I produced a lot of artists, and I engineered for a lot of artists also. I do a mastering engineer. I still do that. And you know, a lot of stuff that been through a lot of y'all DJs, a lot of it came through me.
All right. Well, man, again, we appreciate you, Al. I appreciate you for growing a little friendship with you, man, and hope it continues on over the years, the days and the hours and, you know, and months to come, man. I appreciate you. You know, I know you're a busy guy in the Southern Soul music, Southern Soul R&B. Now we got Southern Soul rap. You guys are really doing y'all thing in the industry, man, and it's got to take a more than a mountain to move what you guys doing so we can finally get it recognized. You know, we had a conversation about a month ago on a station about, you know, trying to get, you know, the face behind, you know, this music so we can get the corporate, you know, corporate America behind it and push it in the Grammys and, you know, start getting this place where it needs to be at. But it's so much... There's so much negativity with artists and promoters going against artists and listening to other artists, you know, tell them not to add this artist to this card and stuff. How does that make you feel being in the business as long as you've been in, Al? and you know, and going through negativity like that, you know, in a hot genre of music, man. How does that make you feel, bro?
It's very sad. I've seen it a lot, you know, and I always tell everybody the same thing. A lot of people, when they put their music out, they spend time in doing whatever they do to try to make it, you know, to try to make it be successful as they can. So they spend their time in their work, and their work is coming out of their soul. And so if it's nothing that's talking about killing or hurting someone, then let's support them and try to help them, you know, make it. Everybody in this world have a talent, but our talent is in a different way. So whatever we can help somebody, let's do it.
Right. GQ and DJ Debo, we had this conversation, you know. You guys want to iterate on it, Debo? You want to add anything else to it?
Oh, what you said, bro? I didn't hear you.
Playing with that damn mute button.
No, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Remember, yeah, I was saying the conversation we had about, you know, it's time for Southern Soul to get behind, I mean, a corporate to get behind Southern Soul so it can be recognized on top, you know, be able to be played on top 40, and corporate America getting behind it and pushing in the Grammys and stuff like that, you know, and then the promoters allowing certain artists to persuade them and taking off other artists from the card. You know, I was asking if you wanted to iterate on what Al was saying. That was all.
Well, I would say for a Southern Soul, I think it could be a good genre. You know what I mean? It could be its own, set in its own lane. But first, what I think needs to happen, and we talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
the face of it. You know, you got to get a face of it. You know what I mean? Where people can actually rally behind that particular individual, and then build it up from there, because it's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something? What's needed, Al, is a face, and everybody behind getting behind that face. You think so?
Yes, right. Everybody needs help in some form or fashion. Everybody, all of us on this earth, need some type of help. And so, if we can help, you know, our brothers or sisters. And especially when it's positive, let's do it. You know, I said, let's do it.
Yeah, because y'all the only genre, y'all can talk about big booties and riding saddles and everything, and it's feel good music. And you know, on the radio, you hear a little bit, you know, like Knocking the Boots and Freak Me Baby and stuff like that, but not as fun and enjoyable as we listen to you guys, you know, on certain radio and certain DJs be playing on the radio as well, man. So, you know, power to you and what you're doing, man, in the industry, man. So man, tell us a little bit about Big Booty Baby and let everybody know who's on that song with you, man.
Okay, that song with me, the guy that's singing on that song is Willie Morris of Cameo. And I produced him. I produced about 5 tracks on Willie also. But like I say, he is one of my best friends. And we live, I guess, about 5 miles from each other. And so, you know, I used to be, as a matter of fact, he, myself and his younger brother was in a group together. As a matter of fact, myself and 3 of his brothers was in a group together. We was in Gospel Quartet. And so we did that. Then we was in, the regular local band. As we was coming up, we did that together. And before Willie got with Cameo, he was with a group called Black Exotic. And then Larry came, he seen him, and, you know, and then he hired him, and then he got with Cameo. He went on that Cameo, and then everything just started happening, you know, from there. Then I was producing some other people, and they have been, the person that owned 1 million sold of Island Records, they heard my work, and so they came to me, got a production deal with them. Then I just went on. Everything just started happening, started moving fast.
Well, man, again, I appreciate you, Al, man, for connecting with me. And, well, first of all, it was Sojo. Yeah, Sojo. Shouts out to Sojo. The Sojo was the one that sent me your music. And when I listened to it, I said, I reached back out to Sojo. So shout out to Sojo for connecting me and you together, because she was the one that sent me your stuff. And I reached out to her and asked her, I wanted to get you on my show. So here we are, man. Again, I appreciate you.
Yes,
I'd like to ask you a question.
Go ahead, Debo. Ask away, bro.
How would you feel? I'm speaking for myself now, because as a music producer and writer and so forth and so on, beat maker and things of that nature, I personally would love to sit at the feet of a person like you who's had so much experience in the industry just to pick your brain.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? How would you feel about ever taking an apprentice?
That would be wonderful. You know, it's no different than the mayor, man, coming up. You're going to get the mayor. You know, just as you feel comfortable about that, I feel the same way about you. That would be comfortable.
All right.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
We
can make that happen, Debo. Cash App 69.95. And you can get the apprentice today.
I got that for you, then. I got that for you.
All right. Well, Al, we get ready to drop Big Booty Baby here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's the Sunday Night Drive, along with Robin Lynn Maben, Vaz Live Radio, and that's I Am Streaming live out of Seattle, Washington, is with us tonight. My main man, DJ GQ, here in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and DJ Debo, Delaware, is in the house. Also, special guest, the Chef the Entertainer is on with us. We got some guests listening from Louisiana, and some other people are listening live on DJ Sean Live, DJ Sean Live 24/7 on the website. So we're getting ready to jump. Go ahead and jump. Big booty baby, y'all. Here it is.
Wow.
Gotta make her
All right, this is Saturday Night Drive. That is Mr. Al Davis and Mr. Willie Cameo, Big Booty Baby. We got some Big Booty Babies listening to this song right now, all the way from, I know, Louisiana. There's one Big Booty girl listening to the song right now from Louisiana that's on the line listening. I already know that. DJ Debo, go ahead, man. What do you think, man? Big Booty Baby.
Interesting. Interesting. It has an interesting sound to it. Very interesting. I'm trying to figure out the keyboard, the keyboard in the background. It kind of sounds like it could be like a Roland FP30 or something like that. But I try to just pull that sound out. It's interesting, and I think, and this is just me saying, I think that's a great song for stepping. You know,
oh, yeah.
I could see a line dance today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Al, they got a line dance to it yet?
Well, my daughter, she's a dance instructor. So, as a matter of fact, I don't care what type of dance you put to.
I could really see that as a line dance, though.
Wonderful.
It's energetic. This is very energetic.
I'm quite sure that Big Booty girl that's listening to the show now, she probably can come up with a dance to that song. Her and her Big Booty girlfriends down there in Louisiana. Yeah, I'm going to catch hell for saying all this tonight here on the show. Robin Lynn, what do you think about the Big Booty Baby? Big Booty.
I'm trying to grow some more booty so I can get me a song, too. Wow. I like that. That's a hit. I like that one. You did good with that one. Wow.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, and I just want to give a quick shout out to Chef the Entertainer. And D Flavor Entertainment, that's where I stayed at when I was in Atlanta about a year or 2 years ago. And I also want to give a shout out to Clarence William III. My love, prayers, and condolences. He passed away.
Yeah,
so,
that's right, he did.
Yeah. I just wanted to say. Yeah.
Now all our greats are Pat leaving us. DJ DQ, man, what do you think, man? Big Booty Baby.
I can do something with that song down here. It was great. I like the beat. I like the lyrics. I just wanted to hear that bass line. If I had it on a good system, I could hear that bass line, man. I know I can do something with that. And I would love to have that song, so I can do something with it.
You'll get it. You'll get it. Trust me, you'll get it.
Yes.
69.95.
Cash App, $69.95. You guys can get it right damn now. All right, I'm gonna hear the Cash App going off.
Okay, come on, y'all.
All right, you girls with the big booties and the big yams, y'all know y'all want that y'all's playlist for tonight. Y'all already know.
I got my little bit. Dollar sign, Robin Lynn, Maven 1.
Thank you. Someone's been paying attention.
Al say you gotta get 10% off of that. We up there negotiating this music. Yeah, on the radio. He wants something. Yeah, Al, where did Big Booty Baby concept come from, man?
Well,
now don't get yourself in trouble.
Well, I'm not gonna get myself in trouble because nobody's not around me right now. So, but they can hear what I'm saying. but really, what was on my mind when I did the song, the music that came up to my mind was I was visualizing like a barroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was visualizing that, and then I just started doing the beat. I did it. Just came up with a bass line real fast, and then I was like, okay, let me put a beat to that. So I put a beat to it, then I just started going from there, and then my guitar player, I asked him, because he played keys also, and I wanted him to play on it, so he played on it, and then I asked him to play the progressions backwards, and he was like, that's a little different. The way I asked him to do it, you know, it took him a minute to figure out, understand what I was saying, but I was like, no, he was like, it's not going to work like that. I said, no, man, I said, please, just trust me, play it backwards. I want you to just invert it up and then go backwards in a way that nobody does it. So he did, and he loved it.
Is there going to be a video?
Oh, yes, I already have a video out for it.
Oh, damn.
Al Davis, Willie Morris of Cameo, Big Buddha Baby. Just pull it up.
Damn, I missed that one.
A name like that, I got to pull it up.
Yeah, right. I wanted to be in the video. Can we do a remix?
I want to be on the album cover.
We do a remix.
Yes, we can.
Hey Al. Hey yes. Al. Can I be on the album cover? I'm really cute. Gil.
You don't have big enough yams yet.
That's okay. I'll poke them out. I'll poke out with the ones that I do have. I'll poke them out.
Everybody got, all you women got big booties.
I hope you ducked when you said that.
Go ahead, Al. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead, brother.
In a respectable way, all the women have big booty. All of them. In a respectable way, you all have big booty. That's right.
All right, now. This is the Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. We are live with the one and only Mr. Al Davis is in the house down there in the great state of Georgia. And Chef the Entertainer, you still there, Chef?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what do you think about Big Booty Baby, man?
I love Big Booty Babies, man. I love them.
We got to give them some cups, right?
Yeah. Hey, you do that, so, that cup up. You can see a lot of Big Booty.
That's right.
Hey, Sean.
That's my buddy. Thank you, Robin.
Yeah. Hey, Sean. You welcome, Chef. Chef the Entertainer, he's the one who came up with the name, I Am Streaming. I was sitting in his house, in his living room, when I created the network, and I go, I just needed a name. I don't want it to be all black. You know, I didn't want it to be all women. And he came through. I got it. I Am Streaming. So he's going to get a finder's fee when I get that first $1 million check. Thank you.
Not a problem.
I want to give big shout out to my boy.
Yeah, Mr. Davis, you got a song. It's coming out soon.
Okay, yeah, we got to hear that. When that comes out, we got to get you both of them back on here so y'all can collab on that one. Yes, sir.
Right.
Can y'all sing about Little Booties this time?
You what? I got a song. As a matter of fact, I'm shooting a video on the 27th of this month to a song called, it's the title is called Them Jeans. So, and you know those jeans can fit in some boots. Them boots can fit in some jeans. I'm sorry, the boots can fit in some jeans.
Oh yeah, them jeans. That's what I'm talking about. The 27th. I'm gonna try to get myself straight and come down there for that video. Damn right.
And that song is really hot. And it was produced by my manager. He's a producer. And it was produced by him.
So, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Well, you're gonna have me in trouble. Oh yeah. I think this is Madame Meat. Welcome to the show, madame. You in the house? You with us tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Y'all, I'm back here cracking up.
Oh, darling.
Meek, you got big booty or you got some medium sized yams?
Oh no, I got yams, baby.
She said that with
the highest of confidence.
She got the Detroit Rock City yams. That's right. That's my yams. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. We appreciate you. All right, Aldez, Miss Aldez, we got another song called "It's My Time to Party." We'll be right back with Miss Aldez here on the Hilltop Radio Show, Sunday Night Drive. Party It's my time to party right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. It's a Sunday night drive. Mr. Al Davis is on live with us. GQ, what do you think, man?
I tell you, boy, I can use all of them. I can take some songs, man, and do something with them. I need both of them, Sean, if I can get them.
We still got another one to play. We ain't done yet there, brother.
I'm bringing that heat. I got to give him that. He's bringing that heat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Miss Robin Lynn.
Toot, toot. Hey, beep, beep. Give it up. Give it up. I need that for the weekend and all weekend long, too. Yes, all please.
Right.
Thank you.
DJ Debo. Delaware is in the house.
That there is an anthem.
Mm-hmm.
That's really an anthem. You know, I like it, and it's very catchy. It's very catchy, and I think it will. It's gonna go far. I think it's gonna go far.
That's right, my damn meat. What do you think? Is it your time to party up there in Detroit? You there, me?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. I say, you know, it's always time for us to party up here.
All right, all right.
I definitely can swing that on the floor. I definitely can give me some ballroom into that.
I'll make sure you get a copy of that.
You know, I got some. Yeah, I definitely
did. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep, what were you saying? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I said I heard the jam, and I said we definitely put a two-step to that up here.
All right. It's all the way in Detroit there, Al. Detroit ready to rock with it, man. All right, now.
Detroit in the house.
Right. That's Madame Meeks. She's part of Rap Mothers, Faces of Rap Mothers. Am I saying that right, Meek? I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong.
Yes,
y'all know how I am.
The Faces of Rap Mothers.
That's right. She is Faces of Rap Mothers. She's also, she's been some time in the industry, still in the industry. What, you got about 20-some years? I mean, you got about over 20 years, right?
Yeah, I say close to 30.
30 years, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
wait a minute,
it might be a little over 30 years. Yeah.
And your boyfriend used to be with Master P and them, correct?
Well, my son's father, Young Bleed, the one that made the song "How You Do That" there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been doing this since a kid, actually. Because my family, you know, they deep in it. They had the first band out of Gary, Indiana, IND.
That's right.
I was telling you about that before. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, they tour with everybody. Temptations, Dramatics, everybody you can name, they tour with. So.
All right, so we have some history out here on this. All right, so Madame knows some music, y'all. So we got some history. We probably got over 200 years of music experience here on the show today, there, brother. Yeah.
It's all blessed. All blessed.
That's right, man. So it's my time to party. Where'd that come from, Al?
I created the beat, and then the female that dad used to play with, he used to play bass guitar for SOS band, and his daughter, which is a good friend of mine, she wrote the song for me. I just gave her the idea and the title and told her what I wanted to write. I gave her the beat, and she wrote it and told me how she wanted me to sing it. So I sing it on my way, but you know, she just gave me her idea and we brought it on. Her name is Sean Holt.
Okay. Man, you got
something there.
Yeah, yeah. SOS band, shoot, man. That's I go back to 1983 when I was in the middle school in SOS. We played that music. We all ran into the corner with the girls. Yeah. Ran into the corner. My lights were out.
I think one of my kids was conceived off of SOS bass song.
It's funny.
Tell me if you still care. I'll tell you that, boy. Damn.
Wait, what do y'all think about the group H-Town?
Yeah, H-Town Trey Knight.
Yeah,
knocking the boots.
Okay.
You did some work with them, too?
The drummer from H-Town is, that's my business manager.
Oh, wow. Man, you got a lot of history there. I'm getting ready to do a series on I'm getting ready to do a series on my show of people that put Houston on the map. Yep. At least to come. Yes, sir. Yeah. Oh yeah, knocking the boots and part time lover. Yeah. Yeah. I see why you got Big Booty Baby up there. Hey, this is a Sunday night drive, y'all. We got the one and only. We said meat. You said cornbread fed.
Yeah, they cornbread fed up there.
All right, Robert, you gotta get some cornbread in you. Get some yams. Get them yams up. Get some cornbread in you.
I'll try.
That's all right. I've already got an idea in my mind about the yam, since you were speaking on that.
Oh, shit. There we go. All right, Meek and Robin, do your first video with the yams. That's right.
Hey.
I'm going to get some yams.
Hey, don't leave us out now. Don't forget about us when you get the video rolling now.
I got you.
Robin will fly across the U.S. to be in that video. She also likes jumping out of cakes butt naked too, Al. So, you know.
Butt naked. Yes.
She needs them yams in.
Jumping out for free now. She ain't jumping out for free now.
Oh, wow.
Right. That's my agent. That was my agent.
She's jumping out for free. All right, Al.
That's my agent.
All right, you got Al. Al working on two songs now, yams and butt naked.
If I title it butt naked, nobody probably
won't
play it.
Believe me, Hilltop gonna play butt naked. You believe that? We gonna play that. We gonna play butt naked. Everybody gonna play. If we play it, everybody gonna play it, Al. Trust me.
Everybody's gonna play.
That's right. The DJs. All the strip clubs are going to have Southern Soul butt naked up in the club. Yeah, man.
That's right.
Yeah, we're going to do a remix.
We're going to bring something different to the strip club, Southern Soul butt naked to the strip club, y'all.
And then we're going to do the remix to it.
Yeah, we're going to do the remix. Let me get them yams. Hey, cornbread fed. Meek said cornbread fed. That's right. Now, Al, you know, the only instrument I play is the turntables, but I can play a kazoo if you need a kazoo in one of them songs. I can give you some kazoo or something, you know. Yeah. Give you kazoo and shit.
And I can play drums.
All right, hey, we got the one and only Mr. Al Davis on with us tonight here on Sunday Night Drive on the Hilltop Radio Show. Again, man, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I told you we were going to have fun on here, man. This is a family-oriented radio show, man. We appreciate you again, man. We got one more song, man. We got one more song from Mr. Al Davis, y'all. We'll be right back.
It's the King of Drill Rhyme Blues. Y'all ready?
Again, man, an anthem. I keep, you know, it's I just can't say. I mean, it's hitting. You're hitting everything back to back to back. Now, if you got a whole CD like that, there ain't no fast forwarding on that. It's only rewind.
Oh yeah.
And my whole.
Oh, yeah. Say it one more time, Al.
And my whole album is just like that.
Oh wow.
There ain't no fast forward in that, then. Just...
The way I see music and music is two different ways. Either gonna dance off the music or either they gonna cuddle off the music. So my choice is to make people dance.
I don't know. You might be making people leave the dance floor and go up to Motel 6 and keep the light on or something. God damn.
Blue chew, baby.
I'm getting ready to start bringing light icing around.
Damn right. Blue chew is the latest pill for you males out there. Blue chew. You can go right now, bluechew.com, and order your pack. Less than $20. You get six of them.
Gotta get them
right
now.
Get them now. DJ GQ, what do you think, man?
Man, I'm going to tell you, boy, I love it, man. All the songs you played tonight was on point. Music I can use, you know, like I told Shawnee, every last one of them. Just keep doing what you do, man. I love that Southern song, man. It sounds good where you coming from, bro.
Thank you.
Miss Madame Meat, what do you think, sweetheart? Another one for you guys up there in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Get them yams ready, Meat.
Hey,
get them yams ready.
Just tell me when up. Tell me the day and the time.
Trust me, you got some yams on you, too. Yeah, I didn't want to tell nobody, but I had to tell tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Miss Robin Lynn, there's another cake jumper for you.
Yeah. I got a tub of icing. I'm just going to smear it around everywhere, starting with myself. And I want to give a shout-out to Detroit. Madam Meek, if you see my friend Beach Gordy Brooks, tell him I said hey. And check in with the Hilltop Radio Show.
I surely will.
All right. Hey, Al, you want to give out your social media info, man, so people out here listening can get a hold of you, man, and check your, listen to your music and stuff?
Yes. It's Al Davis on Facebook and Instagram. Just do it's Al Davis, and that's me. You can reach me there. And also, I want to shout out Black Track. That's Entertainment. That's Ronald Jefferson and Mr. Jeter Jones. On this song, what you just heard, that's Jeter Jones on that with me.
All right.
And also, Jeter Jones, we have another song that we will be releasing soon also. And you can either on Facebook or YouTube, you can, the videos to the songs that you heard, is all the videos is already up.
All right. Now, I'll make sure that the DJs get your music, and I'll make sure I'll pass your information off to them, too, so they can be in contact with you personally as well, too, sir.
Wonderful. Really,
right.
Really appreciate
it.
I really thank y'all so much.
Man, I appreciate you too, man. But I'm going to be reaching back out to you, man, and bring you back on another show with, you know, all the history that you have in the music business alone, not just Southern Soul, but in the music business alone, and bringing you back on. And we're just talking about the music part of, you know, your journey in the music, not just Southern Soul, but everything else. And, because what we like to do, we like to educate people as well, too, here on the show with different, you know, with different artists that does, you know, collab with other artists with this group, and those artists that work with artists over here in this group too. That's what we bring, you know, to the show as well too, for everybody that's listening. Appreciate you.
Wonderful. I would love.
All right, all right. Well, this is Mr. Al Davis again, man. Thank you, brother. My brother, appreciate you, and you have a good week. Go ahead, Debo.
Okay, right on, my brother. All right, y'all take care now, and don't forget, we'll be hearing the songs about those games.
All right, yeah, there y'all go, Meek and Robin. Y'all got national anthem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I'm ready.
All right.
All right.
We enjoyed talking to you. I enjoyed the music.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right. Debo, I know you missed the song in the opening. I was talking to Debo. I'm sorry. Debo, I know you missed the song in the opening. This is Chef the Entertainer, Sojo, and Yolanda Miller. This is Fill Them Cups Up one more time here on the Hilltop Radio Show, y'all.
Sojo, Chef the Entertainer.
Baby, we just came to party.
To the best DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa, I see the link with the box, had to put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm back to my ways cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip-hop and R&B.
Coronavirus.
the best mixer.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
Welcome back. It is a Sunday night drive here on Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody that is tuning in on DJ Sean Live and Blog Talk Radio / the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for being part of the show. Before we move into the next guest, she's due on any moment. DJ GQ, let everybody know where they can follow you at on the social media, brother.
You can follow me on Facebook, up on the Harold Thompson. Instagram, up on the Harold Thompson. Well Played DJs. I had the Hilltop Monday nights. 4 o'clock gospel show. That's a wrap.
All right, DJ Debo, where can they find you at, brother?
Y'all can find me on Facebook at Debo Taylor L on Facebook. IG, you can find me at Debo the Pro. You can find me at World Play DJ. You can catch me at 99.9 Evansville, WJCB Radio, Quiet Storm, right here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And what I wanted to say about the song right quick, the last song.
Huh?
Man. They went through some classic cuts in that one, man.
Oh yeah,
they went some classic cuts. The melody the melody kind of took me back to the old school joint Brick. Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Oh
and
yeah.
And then I heard Jam on it in it too.
I got DJ Debo. We're gonna work on a Jam on it mix with that. Yeah. We're going to do a remix with that, you know, this week. Yeah. Robin Lynn, where can people find you at?
Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Gmail, at Robin Lynn Maybelline. And my favorite Cash App, $ Robin Lynn #1, right here at the Hilltop Radio Show. Every time we go live, 5-5 radio, and just turn on the internet. You don't even have to Google me anymore.
Somebody
just type
got their,
R on the internet.
Somebody must got their internet on.
Speaker
on, something's up. My dad, Meeks, where can they find you at, sweetheart?
Yes, they can find me on all social media sites at Madam Meek. I spell it MADAMM. Meek, MEEK. I'm Madam Meek everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, wherever you go, I'm there.
Can you tell everybody a little bit about your history?
Oh, my history, like I said, I've been doing it since a kid, singing, acting, modeling, dancing. Where I got up to, because I was born in Gary, Indiana. So from Gary to Chicago, then my granddaddy came to Detroit and bought a lot of property. And then him and my auntie and uncle at Chantanique Records, that's still open in Detroit, Michigan right now. The record store. So I met a lot of people there, a lot of stars and different things. But I had been venturing off of myself, you know, as a young age, going from different state to state, going to studios and stuff, doing music. I was singing first, and then rap kind of found me because I was like. Unconsciously writing raps and hooks for guys and really getting all the business. And so they was like, you going in there, you writing it for everybody. So that's how the rap came about. And then I learned the business, you know, how to run the label. And I learned all the business. So I started to do artist development. The artists with their paperwork, their copyrights, and publishing. And then all their coding and everything. So I started doing that. As well, the artists, as independent artists, that, you know, so that they can get their money. So I do that.
on the side of me, I'm still working on music with the Faces of Rap movies and films. And we're about to be on the BET Live Experience solo thing. We're going to be at the Comedy Coachella with Tiffany Haddish, Joe Torre, all the big timers, and then we're going to be at the Taste of Soul with all the recruits and everybody. We got the show really booked up. Yeah, but it's all big time things going on right now. So, yep. But in between that, I'm still, I have my own radio station as well, Children Future Radio. Just doing a lot of stuff, doing a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, we're pleased to have you here, and thank you for being with us tonight.
Yes, you know how you do. You big brother, you come, we come.
All right. Thank you. All right, you guys, we got our next guest online. She is not scared of the microphone, I'll tell you that. She is one of the hottest artists coming out of the South. She goes by the name of Bonita Applebaum. Welcome to the show, Bonita. Bonita Applebaum. Yeah, we
can
hear you.
Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Tell everybody a little bit about you.
I'm from Mississippi. Born and raised here. I started writing early. As soon as I started writing, I always loved rhyming, and from that, I started doing music. And I've been doing it ever since. But I've also written a couple of books before now. So,
tell us about the books that you wrote.
Well, both of them are poetry books. One of them was published. You still can find it online, but it's not. You can't purchase it because the store that distributed it was closed, was shut down, and I missed the deadline to go into another store. But I will re-release it. It's called Selected Chapters of Life, and another one called Poetry, A Puff of Poetry. And that's by Bonita M. Horsley. That's my pen name.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Again, I've been meaning to get you on this show for the longest. I've been checking you out for the longest, over a year. And it seems like every time you reach out to one artist, somebody else has got your attention. But I'm glad that you accepted the invite. So here you are now, right?
Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you again. Tell us, you know, from Mississippi, how hard is it being an artist, you know, a rap artist coming out of Mississippi? Because if you think of Mississippi, you're thinking about, you know, blues and R&B and Southern soul. How hard is it competing with that type of music as a female artist?
In Mississippi, like you said, it's mostly blues and Southern soul. So being a rap artist, I don't consider myself as a rap artist. I consider myself as an artist. But
okay.
Being an artist in Mississippi, especially a rap artist, it's really hard because there's really no one that has came out of Mississippi that has done anything big, you know, in the music industry, in rap. So it's really hard. And everybody just basically moves and, you know, do their thing that way. But I've been here for the last 6 years of doing the hip hop or whatever. I've been here about 6 years doing that, and it's been actually okay. Like, I've been a lot of places, I've done a lot of touring, so it's been okay for me so far.
That's good.
But not in
That's
Mississippi.
Good.
It's been outside of Mississippi. Yes.
Because you got a show coming up soon, correct? Don't you have a show coming up soon?
Been Mississippi, June 19th.
And who's on that card? Who are you on the card with?
A few ladies. Shelby, Shay Marie, Mississippi Tan, and I think her name is My Cherie. I think I named everybody.
Yeah. All right. So before we jump into one of your songs, where can people follow you at on the social media, Benita?
On my Facebook, you can follow me on Benita Applebaum on my page or my friend page, friend request page. You can follow me on both of those. You can also follow me on Instagram at The Real Benita Applebaum and on Twitter at Benita Applebaum.
So everybody that's listening, where did the name Benita Applebaum come from? I know, but I want to let you tell.
Tribe Called Quest.
There you go.
They were speaking of a young lady, hip-hop, and, you know, she's so fine, this, that. But as growing up, you know, I used to hear my mom play the song all the time. And by my name being Benita, she called me Benita Applebaum. And I just took to the name. Of course, it's spelled differently, but definitely, I think it was dope. I thought it was dumb to be Benita Applebaum. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Tribe Called Quest, Benita Applebaum, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Now, DJ DQ and DJ Devo, when you hear this young lady's music, you go swear she sounds like a mill from Jay-Z's camp. That's who she remind me of. That's what she remind me of. She talks like a mill a little bit too. So we're going to jump into one of her songs right now called Touch Me. We'll be right back on the Sunday Night Drive with Miss Benita Applebaum. Mississippi is in the house, y'all.
You to touch me, damn, it feels good. I love the way you rub me, and we ain't got a kiss, cause your sexy don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking. Put your hands on my body, I want you to touch me, damn, it feels good. I love the way you rub me, and we ain't got a kiss, cause your sexy don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking. Boy, I like it when you're squeezing on it. You get me hot just by breathing on it. Kissing on my thighs, you like to tease me, don't you? You know I like it rough, but you take it easy on me. I like to fuck, but when I practice and say sex, I let him eat it up. When he wants to say sex, he sticks shift shifting. Like it's just basic, then he switch gears on me. Damn, that shit drove me crazy. Oh, baby, I like the way you do it with your hands. Go back to the spot and tell him do that shit again. He making it hot, but he's only a fan. There's no screens attached, but he don't understand. Put your hands on my body, I want you to touch me. Damn, it feels good, I love the way you rub me. And we ain't got a kiss, cause your sexy don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking. Put your hands on my body, I want you to touch me. Damn, it feels good, I love the way you rub me. And we ain't got a kiss, cause your sexy don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking. It feels so good, I can barely take it. And this feeling is so real, I can't even fake it. Never felt a man's hands, that was just amazing. His sex talk, I had to change the conversation. You got gentle hands, I like how you be fitting on it. Love the way you touch, and that's what got me really wanting. When you touch me with your tongue, that's what make me really want it. We just having fun, so don't get in your feelings on me. That shit touching on my body, sexual healing. Run your fingers down my spine, that's some sexual feeling. Your tongue and hand combo makes your sex so appealing. Touch my body, yada, 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 I just wanna feel it. Put your hands on my body, I want you to touch me. Damn, it feels good, I love the way you rub me. And we ain't got a kiss, it's just sexy, don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking. Put your hands on my body, I want you to touch me. Damn, it feels good, I love the way you rub me. And we ain't got a kiss, it's just sexy, don't mean nothing. Don't fall in love with me, baby, we just fucking.
All right. That's Benita Applebaum right here on the Sunday Night Drive. That's right. We took a little bit of X-rated here. Got everybody in the mood from earlier with Big Booty Baby. Now we're touching me right here on the Hilltop. DJ Devo, go ahead, man. I know you want to get into it, that old school beat. Go ahead, bro.
I feel it, man. It reminds me of the tempo kind of puts me to mind of Ellie Mae's song "Boot Up." But I mean, I like it, and I think it can. It's got potential for trouble.
Hell yeah!
That's potential for child support, right? Yeah, I would play that at the end of the night because that's the type of mood as far as the type of DJ that I am. Towards the end of the night when everything is slowing down, that's what I would like. That's what I would try to send them out the door with in that type of mood. But yeah, that's definitely something that I would play.
That'd be a good day to own a motel or hotel. I'd play her music. That song right there, boy, believe that. Have all type be sold out. We don't even have to leave the light on.
Look out of the parking lot. You see all kinds of vans, rocks tilting sideways.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm right. DJ Debo, what's up, man? Talk to us.
Twin, go ahead, Twin.
I'm gonna tell you something. I got two words. Damn, that song was hot. It was hot. You brought me back to Lil' Kim. She had that Lil' Kim fire a little bit, that little bit of that Foxy Brown. Man, let me tell you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
She gonna get Lil' Kim. Go ahead, Devo. What'd you say?
You said Lil' Kim. That's my ex wife.
She had a little bit of Lil' Kim, a little bit of Foxy Brown. I can see it.
Benita, how tall are you? You seem like you're tall. How tall are you?
No, I'm 5'6", maybe a half to seven.
Oh.
I like heels.
Yeah, it must be the heels that make you look tall. Okay, all right. You got some long legs there, girl. I'm going to tell you that right now. Low legs. Robert Lynn Mabin, Buzz Live Radio, Seattle, Washington. He has some yams, too. He has some yams with the long legs. Talk to us.
Wow. That song is a hit, and I love it coming from the female. The lady says, keep on keeping on. And it's such an honor talking to such a treasure. Okay, thank you so much for all you're doing. And I'm so glad you still out here doing your thing. Keep on keeping on.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's what we're talking about. I told you guys I have some good artists coming on tonight. And I told you I wasn't lying. Benita, again, I want to thank you for accepting the invitation and coming on and being with us. And this isn't going to be your first or last time. Trust me. We're going to have you back with us. And, you know, trust me. So Benita, where did that? Go ahead, GQ. Twin. Go ahead, Twin.
I need to put that in rotation. I got to have that.
Yes, sir.
All right, GQ, don't be trying to make no babies now.
Nah, I got to have that.
Hey, D-Ball, you got to send him the Blue Chew.
Send him more than the Blue Chew.
All right, I don't know. So I tell you guys out there, do not call the Hilltop Radio Show if you end up having to go to child support stuff. I'm going to redirect you to Benita's song. Benita, take care of all that. With touch
disclaimer.
Me. Yeah,
put that
disclaimer
out there now.
Yeah, put a disclaimer out there right now, Benita. I'm sorry. I love you. You're a talented artist, but I cannot take care of nobody else's child support. You got to take care of that with that song.
That's old them.
All right. Robin's quiet. She's trying to figure out how to jump out of the cake on that song. That's why she quiet. I jump out of the cake butt naked on that song. That's why she quiet, y'all.
It's not easy, I tell ya.
Hell no, it ain't easy on that one. Touch Me. Where did the song come from? Where did the concept of the song come from, Benita? Now, Benita, you can hold on before you answer that. Before you answer that real quick, okay. Before you answer that. Do you consider yourself rap or underground rap?
I'm definitely getting in the field. Definitely, I'm gonna say underground. I do a lot of cursing in my business, you know. Definitely working on that. So I feel like until I definitely get that, I'm gonna be underground. But I'm out there, you know. I'm working the field too. I'm not just, you know, keeping it local. I'm going all the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now you married, right? You have a boyfriend, married.
I'm married. Yes, I have.
Okay. So how your husband feel about that music? How many kids you have?
I have two children. But
okay.
I was doing music before I met him, and he already know what's up.
All right.
Yeah.
So your two kids come off Touch Me.
No.
Okay. All right. Tell us now. Tell us how Touch Me came to play.
Being in a small town, you see a lot of
Go ahead, say it the way you're thinking it, because I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of it going around in my area, and it's a lot of ladies, and they like we can do this, but you know, you go ahead your way, I'm gonna go my way. We gonna, you know, so that's what it was derived from. Just watching females, it's mainly females, you know, because men think that, you know, they the player, whatever you want to call it, but I don't know, women got a little. More to it, you know. And,
oh shit!
They're sneaky. So
them.
I ain't gonna say
that's
real
right.
Sneaky because I'm not in that category. But they're sneaky. So a lot of my music comes from me seeing and being around other people. Like I barely speak on my life personally in the music. I mean, you can't help but to at some point, but. Most of it is definitely from just watching other people and just trying to study and see what will catch their attention, you know.
Oh yeah. So let me ask you this question. So the way that you bring your music, is that the way how you perform? Your performance is the same way you sing, you know, you're just playing your music.
I'm gonna try to, you know, get a little sexy with, especially with Touch Me, because it's just one of those songs, you know, like I feel
like it
be performed. Yeah.
Oh shit! All right, $69.95. You can get a sneak peek of the video.
Yeah,
all right, y'all. All right, y'all. This is a Saturday Night Drive with yours truly, DJ Sean, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, Robin Lynn Maven, Boz Live Radio, Ion Street in Seattle, Washington's in the house, and our special guest is the one and only Benita Applebaum. Mississippi's in the house. We appreciate you again, Benita, for being a part of the show. We get ready to go to your next song. I'm bothered, y'all, here on Hilltop.
Oh, I'm bothered.
Bitches always got something to say. Worried about everything but what they need to be worried about. Thinking and shit. What they be doing, son?
So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me.
Nah.
Bitch, you don't move me. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. They be loud, I be chillin', so unbothered. Be my friend, don't even bother. I be chillin' in the background, poppin' bottles. You wanna fight, I promise you don't want them problems. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me.
the bank of the positive. With your hating ass self, I can tell cause you hoes ain't so obvious. Keep throwing shots but they get blocked, but we all know who the target is. I can't worry about nothing, I'm so focused on the mission. I'd be damn if I let one of you hoes get in my position. Don't take long for you to realize I get all the recognition. And no matter how hard you hoes try, you ain't no competition. I understand why you mad, why you hoes got a problem. Apple bump so fucking bad, I could pass for a model. Every time I hit the scene, you know your man try to holler. All I do is sip and lean, and they got all you hoes bothered. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Baby loud, I be chillin', so unbothered. If you tryna be my friend, don't even bother. I be chillin' in the background, poppin' bottles. You wanna fight, I promise you don't want some problems. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Everybody wanna hang, cause I'm so fucking laid back. I'm not worried about rumors, I stay focused on the facts. It's gonna take a whole lot to take my focus off this track. I'm talking about that money train, I gotta focus on the tax. Worrying about me, you can't get no fucking money. All you hoes got jokes I see, yep, I think it's very funny. I've been laying in the shadow so you couldn't see me coming. I already won the race, why you bitches still running? I already got a team, I don't need no more partners. I got all my bills paid, I don't need no more problems. All you bitches do is hate, all you wanna do is argue. I don't need no friends, I'm trading, I am so fucking unbothered. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Baby loud, I be chillin', so unbothered. If you tryna be my friend, don't even bother. I be chillin' in the background, poppin' bottles. You wanna fight, I promise you don't want some problems. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. So unbothered. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me. Bitch, you don't move me.
All right. You need to change that. You need to have to remix that to them niggas. Don't unbother. Nigga, you don't move me. That's right. DJ Devo, what up, man? Unbothered. That's an anthem right there, too.
Well, yeah, it's another one. That's what I was getting ready to say. But at the same time, why does that song just place me in the mind so much of Knuck If You Buck? I don't know why, but it just puts me, it just makes me think of that, like Knuck If You Buck. Well, I don't know, but I like it. And yes, I think it's a, I think that that's a, it's going to be a, probably a female anthem.
Mm-hmm. Damn right. DJ GQ, talk to us, man.
Well, I'm going to put it out just like my brother said. It's another anthem. And that version is the woman, Knuck If You Buck. You know what I mean. But I got to have that one too.
All right, all right. You got it. Miss Robin Lynn, Buzz Live up there in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm rolling with this chick. Wherever she goes.
I told y'all she was hot.
I really like your spirit, you know. I really like it, and you're coming with, you're really representing us on so many levels. All right, and we can shake our heads and our asses on every single last one of them. Sorry, DJ. Go ahead.
No, you could. I mean, but if DJ GQ, if you and DJ Debo go to her Facebook page, and you know, go to her social media, she does remind you of a modern day Little Kim and Foxy Brown by the way she dresses. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hell yeah. So that's what. Well, that's what no. That's Lil what got Kim. My attention about her. Yeah, Lil Kim and you know Foxy Brown. Kim. That's what got my attention.
That's my ex-wife. I mean, yeah, Lil Kim. That's my ex-wife. Yeah, I don't mess with her since she turned to that Barbie. I don't know what happened.
Oh man, you funny man.
You need to go back to the first song, Debo.
Huh?
You need to go back to the first song.
That's what I was asking. Yeah.
All right.
I
told you,
Kim, man.
Thank you so much.
Benita, I told you we're going to have some fun while you're on here tonight. I told you that you're going to have some fun now. We're gonna keep you laughing and whatnot. But, yeah, you are the new modern-day Foxy Brown and Lil Kim. And don't change for nothing. You know, keep the way that you're doing your thing. Keep it up. You know, like Robin said, you know, you know, a lot of people might like your music, but trust me, a lot of them are listening to your music. Trust and believe that. They may not like it, but they listening. They listening, trust me. Yeah. So you keep doing what you're doing. Go ahead, GQ.
If you don't mind, I wasn't ever hear that concept on that last song.
I'm Bobby. Now, that one was personal. Like I said, it's a small place, and wherever you go, big or small, females are just competitive, you know. They just want to compete on any level, any time, and they will move you. You know,
right,
they pass
right.
by you in the club around here, they'll bump you, you know. So my thing was don't try it. Because, It's what?
They can't bump that one. They can't do nothing with that one. They not going to leave that one alone. You all found that
one. Thank you.
Wow.
So I appreciate everybody. Definitely. Thank you so much.
Benita, any shout-outs you want to give us? Any new music? You got any new music you working on?
Yeah, I'm trying to come out with this song. Well, I'm going to come out with this song. It's called Fuck Love. It's
oh,
not
damn.
A dancer sound. But, I'm a dog. Well, he's a dog. I'm a dog, too. This is the name of the song. He's a dog, but, you know, it's like paying homage to Gucci Man, you know. I'm a dog song, whatever. But, you know, I got my own, doing my own thing. It's not even... you know, like his, but definitely derived from him. And I think it's going to be a hot song. And I don't know what the other question was.
You got when you get ready to drop that, let me know and we'll drop it live here on the radio for you that day or night, however you want to do it. We'll get you back, bring you back, and you can do it. Live,
okay.
You know, here on the show. We'll do it live. We'll drop it for you live.
You think you can you think you can slide me an acapella?
Which song?
Anyone you send me, it doesn't matter. Slide me an acapella.
Definitely. Definitely. And I want to give shots out to my producers. The first song was Dr. Eddie Life, Be Life Productions, and Denali, and out of Ruleville, Mississippi, Denali Beat, he did the Unbothered. Yeah, so thanks to them, you know. Wanted to give a shout out to my producers and all of my supporters, fans, everybody who's, you know, rocking with Benita Applebaum. I just want to give a shout out specifically to those two guys.
Well, you know, like we say here on the show, Benita, don't change your style for nobody. And don't allow nobody to change your style because you got a unique style and that style is needed. Trust me, it is needed.
Yep.
It's needed. You know,
thank you.
A comeback. You know, a comeback is needed. And while we're saying that, what I mean by that is – We don't have no more little Kims or Foxy Browns. You know what I mean? And you're right now, you're the one that's fitting that void. Yeah. So keep continuing on doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do, Sean. You got some trying to follow them, but you got them down to a T.
Thank you. I mean, not trying to, but definitely grew up listening to their music. Definitely fans of theirs. You know, definitely look up to those two ladies.
And when you're not afraid, and I'm not just saying it to be saying it, but when you have females that are not afraid of their body and what they wear and how they wear stuff, you know, that's what gives you the fan base, not only the men, but, you know, now you got women that go crazy over women now in this industry.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's not hard to say it. I mean, it's the truth. That's just how it is. But, you know, just do your thing and keep continuing working hard. And just know you got a family over here at Hilltop that's behind you 150% of what you do. So, you know, welcome
to
the family. We love you. Keep doing your music. And
we're
behind you.
We love you guys, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any other shout-outs you want to give, Anita?
No, there's one other girl I did miss on that flyer for June 19th. Her name is Savage Chick out of Indianola, Mississippi. I just wanted to add her name to that flyer because I did miss one lady name, and I didn't want to leave her out. But, yeah, that's all.
Are they all in the same neighborhood of where you at?
No, we're from different parts of Mississippi. I'm from Roseville, Mississippi. I really don't know where all of them from. I just know that she's from Indianola.
Okay. All right. Y'all got to get y'all on the Black Beach Week over there in Biloxi. Y'all got to get on that stage.
Yeah.
Black Beach Week. Yeah, over there in Biloxi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on that. Get y'all on there. Yeah, I know a lot about a lot, girl.
Okay.
I'm going to connect you with this hot young artist from Chicago, Don. I think y'all two need to collaborate on something. I believe y'all two can make a hot song together as well. So I'm going to reach out to her and send her your information and have her reach out to y'all and y'all do something. I know y'all can get some stuff done. Yeah, she's from Chicago. Yeah, I'm going to do that as well, too. Make shit happen here on the Hilltop. Well, Benita, one more time, give your social media info out there for the listeners. Robin, anything else you want to say? I'm sorry, Benita. Robin, anything else you want to say to this young lady?
I can't think of anything. She's never better. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed you guys too. Thank you so much.
Oh yeah. Go ahead, Benita. One more time, your information.
Oh yeah. My information for my Facebook is Benita Applebaum. I have a fan page. I would appreciate it if you would like and follow that page. Instagram, the real Benita Applebaum, and Twitter, Benita Applebaum. It's B-O-M-B, not B-A-E-M.
All right, y'all. B-O-M-B. Benita, again, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for being a part of the show. We love you. Can't wait to have you back, and we'll be talking to you soon. Well, I'll be talking to you real soon. I'll make sure the DJs get your music as well, yeah?
I need that acapella.
Thank you.
I need that acapella. Yeah. I need that acapella.
Okay.
I need that acapella.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Benita, what I'll do is I'm going to send you, I'm going to inbox you DJ Debo and DJ GQ's number, and then you can get a hold of those guys, and then you can correspond on the music that, you know, they want from you, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank
you're
you
welcome. All right. All right, you guys, this has been another Sunday Night Drive here on the Hilltop Radio Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, all our followers. Don't forget, every Friday night, We are back with the jukebox, nothing but the hottest Southern soul music there is in the industry. DJ Debo, any last words you want to tell, say to the people, man, out there listening, man?
Man, y'all just stay tuned. Keep it locked. Got some things coming up the road for you. Just keep it locked.
Oh, love yeah. You all. Oh, yeah. We are working on getting the last member of the Jones Girls here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Working on that. Well, DJ Debo's working on that. And then we're going to do something with them and some of the girls from Escape, Robin Lynn. We're going to try to get them on at the same time here on the show as well. Yeah.
Don't be about to take that one, man.
Too late. Too late.
Oh,
Adam, I'm already purged.
DJ GQ, any last words you want to say to the people out there, man, listening to the show, man?
Yeah, I see y'all keep it locked right here at the Hilltop, man. We got good things coming. Good vibes. Keep on listening to us and make this station bigger.
Right. We're also going to bring that Fill the Cup mixed with a little bit of Nucleus Jam audit courtesy of the one and only DJ GQ. So be look
That's
out
right.
for that. That's right here on the show. Robin Lynn Maven, any last words you want to say to the people out there listening tonight?
I just want to say, give a big shout out to everyone tuning in all around the world. I'm dizzy looking at that globe. Thank you all. Thank you so much. All right. Keep on tuning in.
170K. And we're still, and it's still rolling, and it's still rolling. We had a 170.07K, yeah. So we just went 43 more, 100 more people since the snow, 7,300 more people since we started the show at 9 o'clock at exactly
what?
At 70K, 170K. I just want to do a little history real quick. Before I got sick, before I got my stroke, Debo and GQ, we were at 30K. That was April the 2nd.
Yeah.
When I came home, no, March the 2nd. When I came home, April the 2nd, we were at 60K. From 60K to right now, we moved that globe around 90,000 more, 90,000K more to give us, no, I'm sorry. 111,000K more now because we had 170,000K here on the show.
Wow.
And that's courtesy of I Am Streaming is really pushing this globe. Hilltop Radio Show, you guys, the fans, the listeners, and numbers don't lie. From now on, when you're on social media and you're advertising, you're doing this, and you're not showing any proof of numbers, don't get mad because I'm going to go on there and say, show those numbers. I imagine a lot of people are going to get mad, probably delete me, block me, and do whatever they want to do, but stop lying. Stop perpetrating that you're doing such big numbers and can't show proof of it. Damn right. Because that globe right now got Moscow City, Singapore, New Jersey. We also, right now, we're rocking in, where else we at? We're all over Asia right now. Some damn, Iowa, Pines Bluff, Iowa, Russia, the U.S. We out some way out in the water, some damn. We're out there in South America. Yeah. Might be a damn.
Frequent flyer mileage.
Yeah, we even got people in the air listening to us and people in boats and cruises listening to us. That's right.
Apple TV, Roku, and Fire. We're live on those. Right, people are tuned in on their TV sets.
That's right.
Listening,
Florida,
watching,
Miami,
listening,
Florida, Washington, the DMV, Washington and Virginia area. We're on there right now. We're in... what's that, Vietnam, with, over there in Vietnam, they listening to us while they have their sake and rice. So we're everywhere. Yeah. That's right.
Konnichiwa.
Yeah.
Konnichiwa. Hello.
That's right. That's right. $5. You listen to Touch Me for $5. Big booty, $5. That's right.
No problem.
No problem.
Jack, no problem.
That's right.
Universal.
You guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we have the hottest quartet gospel group will be on with us. The Mellow Tones will be with us tomorrow night here on the Hilltop Radio Show. And another artist from out of Houston will be with us tomorrow night as well here on the Hilltop Radio Show. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Shouts out to Big Debo, DJ Debo, DJ GQ, Robin Lynn. I'm live for the Hilltop Radio Show. You guys have a peaceful night. Tomorrow is Monday. Monday is Monday. Ba-da. Yeah, so y'all know the song. We'll see you here on Monday night, 9 p.m. You guys have a good night. Peace, love, and we out of here.
All righty.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
This is Sean Haynes. You are now tuned in to the Hilltop Radio Show. Love is love.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Sean on the HILL Top Radio Show. Well, there he is. He'll talk, brother.
Shut your mouth.
What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me?
Oh.
Well, what that is?
Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.